Mental Health Monday Marathon with Mick Coyle on Radio City Talk.
We're going to talk about CAHMS. CAHMS, which is a phrase that people use all the time when talking about mental health. This is CAHMS, Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. And we're going to talk about the CAHMS partnership here on Merseyside. Joining us on the programme now, we've got Louise Wardale, who's from Bernardo's Action with Young Carers in Liverpool. Louise, thank you for your time. Great to see you. And Nikki Martin as well from Young Persons Advisory Service. In a few moments, we'll also catch up with Louise Hankinson from Advanced Solutions. CAHMS, just explain CAHMS.
Yeah, okay then. It's not a helpful term at all in many ways. I think the two bits that are helpful when you break them down separately is the child and the adolescent, although I think teenagers don't call themselves adolescents, and obviously mental health. I think it's become a kind of terminology that we use as shorthand. But actually shorthand that professionals use isn't that good for families. Because if you're a child or a young person and you're struggling with your mental health or your parents might be concerned about you, the last place in the world they would look up is something called CAHMS. And I think what we've done here in this city is work passionately and together as a partnership to make sure that a number of agencies together can be what's known as the CAHMS partnership. I'm from Bolton. I pronounce it a bit different to you, don't I? CAHMS. But I think it's so important that we kind of demystify some of the terminology that's out there.
See, I've only heard that phrase in Liverpool, right? So my Chorley accent has betrayed me there. We should be kindred spirits.
We should be, we should be. I mean, it's terminology government use. There's a green paper out at the moment around children and young people's mental health. They tend to use the full words as opposed to CAHMS. But yeah, the Care Quality Commission have just been out in Liverpool looking at our CAHMS provision. So it is used a lot. And in some ways, I think the website that all our information of all our services from Bernardo's, YPass, Advanced Solutions, all our other colleagues actually does use the word CAHMS. And in some ways, young people are saying, that's okay. That's okay, so long as there's something there that's going to help us. Call it what you want, but let's just make sure we get the right help and support for families in the city.
What a great shout. Let's bring Nikki into the conversation from the Young Persons Advisory Service, YPASS, as they're known as well, while we're talking about names. You're the Counselling and Psychotherapy Service Manager. How do you think that this works in terms of that sort of CAHMS partnership, that it's different organisations working together? Is that a system you think that works for young people?
I think it really does work for young people. In Liverpool, we've had a CAHMS partnership for many, many years. And across the nation now, certainly CAHMS services are pulling in the voluntary sector to support them to deliver mental health services. And I think in Liverpool, the partnership is quite unique because we have something for everybody within the Liverpool partnership. We've got, as well as obviously the kind of CAHMS counselling therapy provision, we've got things like ADHD Foundation, Bernardo's Young Carers, Advanced Solutions, we have Bully Busters, we have a wide variety of services that can meet the mental health and emotional well-being needs of the children in the city.
So how does it work in terms of referrals to you? How might a child, an adolescent if we call them that, how would they come to you and become part of that system and have one of those services made available to them?
Sure. I think the key is there's no wrong door approach in Liverpool. That's the key. We have three. One of our hubs has been open for a very long time, but we have two additional YPASS plus community hubs. You can walk into those hubs. There's one in the south, there's one in the north of Liverpool. You can walk in, see a practitioner there. You might have some concerns about a child. You might have some concerns about how you're dealing with some particular situation within your family. You can go in, you can talk to them. They'll listen to you. That's the key. Listening is the key. And if we don't have a service within the wider CAHMS providers, we'll ensure that we support you to get the service that meets your needs.
And in terms of the work that gets done, I think the figures break out where a lot of mental health issues that people have in their lives are set up by the time they're 14, I think. I think by 24, 75% of mental health conditions are already kind of set up as well. Mm-hmm. How vital is it then that the work that you do happens and happens sort of quickly as well?
Absolutely vital. That's what we call early help or early intervention. It's basically, you know, getting that support in as soon as it is needed. So that might be early in the life of the child. So that means that we start in the perinatal stage. you know, when a mum's pregnant, right through to it could happen when the child's 14, 15, 16. It doesn't really matter. The point is, it's the right support at the right time, and that's what our partnership is absolutely there to do, and to support one another. As Nikki says, as a child, a young person, a parent, you're often confused, you don't know what's happening, you don't know where to go. So what's really good about our partnership is that we can support each other. So the service I work for as young carers, people often have this image that a young carer, you know, is kind of this child sent from God, and they're pushing a wheelchair, and, you know, their lives are, you know, kind of ticking along. Actually, these are children, young people first and foremost, and their mental health is affected. So that's why it's so important that we as partners all support each other, so as we can get those families to the right bit of the system, so to speak.
In terms of those sort of systems and those places which are available for those young people to go to, you mentioned all kinds of different organisations, including things like Bully Busters as well. Is there a typical example of what a child, a young person might be experiencing from a mental health point of view, which would mean that CALMS would be coming on board, that they would be referred to the system?
I think it's hard to say in terms of a typical presentation, but what we can say is that predominantly the highest kind of referral rate across the services for anxiety, or people who are struggling with anxiety-like symptoms, or depression, feeling quite low. That's commonly what young people are referring themselves in for within Liverpool at the moment. And, you know, just because you might be feeling quite low or maybe struggling with anxiety, it might not be a therapeutic intervention that's necessary. It might be equally helped by going to one of the open access groups and widening your kind of friendship group, you know, talking to some professionals, getting involved in your local community. All these things have an impact on our mental health. It's not always about a therapeutic intervention.
We've got Jake Mills with us in the zoo. We're in the zoo now here on Radio City talking the Mental Health Monday Marathon. Me and you both experienced growing up through adolescent years as well. It's a funny old time anyway, isn't it? And I think those sort of signposts for mental health conditions or concerns will be quite useful at that time, because when the hormones are flying around, the testosterone, and you're not quite feeling your way into, you know, society or your school group, or, you know, friends have grown apart, and, you know, maybe people develop in different ways to you as well, it can be really isolating things. Add that on top of a mental health condition, and that can be a really difficult time for a young person.
And I think even more so now, you know, like when we were growing up, if you look at the difference now between teenagers who are essentially having to live their life like celebrities, absolutely every single thing that they do will be on social media, it will be judged by someone the other side of the world. You know, it used to be a case that bullying would happen on the playground, but when you went home, that was your safe place. Now it's the complete opposite. It's when you go home, that's when it can start. The pressures that kids are feeling these days is absolutely immense. It's kind of hard to even appreciate just how difficult that would be, as well as on, you know, the feelings, the thoughts that come with that and growing up anyway. And I just think, I mean, I am a trustee of YPass, and
you should have declared that at the start there, shouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so I shouldn't be in here. But I have to say that from seeing not just YPass, but, you know, all the services in that camp partnership, to see some of the kids that come in and how they develop and what the, you know, the people they become, that is when you see just how vital these services are, and they are absolutely essential. And again, it all comes down to schools. It all comes down to signposting, to knowing that these services are available. Again, it all comes down to money, to funding. This is absolutely where the money and funding needs to be going to. These are the people who can help prevent and intervene cases from getting to a case like mine, which was a crisis.
Now, Nikki, is there evidence, do you see evidence, anecdotal or otherwise, that actually shows that those interventions at a young age play out into somebody having a period of time in their 20s and 30s where life is working for them and their mental health is in a good place?
I think there's lots of evidence to say that early intervention works. I think, you know, the CAMS partnership is really, really strong in terms of early intervention. And certainly from a therapeutic point of view, we've been delivering a project called Ceilings in partnership with PSS Spinning World that delivers primary school age therapy across all of the schools in Liverpool. And that project has had a fantastic impact on the mental health and emotional well-being of not just the children, but also the parents as well, because, of course, we're working with the parents and the families alongside the child, and also supporting the schools to improve their emotional health and well-being, because, you know, it's a whole school approach. It's really, really important. And what's wonderful is the Ceilings Project has just won a national award. We've won a National Children's and Young People's Award. Yeah, it's amazing. We're really, really proud. Really proud.
Fantastic stuff as well. We're going to touch on the dreaded phrase of social media in a bit. Jake, you hinted at it there as well about the expectations that people have in regard to life as a celebrity. Every teenager grows up like a celebrity now. That's a great shout, that, Jake. We'll talk about that, and we'll continue the conversation about CAMHS partnerships as well. We've got Louise Wardell from Bonanno's Action with Young Carers in Liverpool, Nikki Martin from YPASS, and we'll bring Louise Hankinson into the conversation in a few moments' time. It's the Mental Health Monday Marathon on Radio City Talk. It's the Mental Health Monday Marathon on Radio City Talk. My name's Mick Coyle. Jake Mills is alongside me throughout the course of the day. I shouldn't motion like that because it means I moved the microphone. We're up in the Radio City Zoo at the top of the Radio City Tower with fantastic views out over the River Mersey. Looking absolutely glorious, but then it's because we've been sat in a studio for all those hours.
Look at all those people living their lives while we're here.
We're here talking about mental health. We've got Louise, Nikki and Louise with us talking about the CAMHS partnership, which is about children and child and adolescent health.
Mental health
services.
Yeah, you're learning a lot.
Yeah,
you?
I am. We're all learning as we go today. Louise, before we come on to social media, young carers, we talked about the issues that young people are facing and how difficult life can be for young people. When you throw the fact that they're a carer into the mix, I imagine that makes it, you know, a tenfold issue as well. But what are those issues that those young carers are dealing with?
So for those children that are taking on a caring role, often what that means is that they're getting on with their lives the way that any other child, young person was, with all the additional extras, so to speak. So that might be caring for a mum or a dad, might be caring for a parent, mental health issues. It would be all the things, I suppose. One thing we've all got in common is we've all grown up as a child. So we've all known what it felt like to be asked to do and help around the house. I think the issue for children that take on a caring role is that it's that absolute necessity that they provide that level of support for their parents. But what I do want to say also is the importance of how positive caring can be. And I think today's all about shouting about good mental health. Caring can be a really positive experience with the right support wrapped around it. So that's why our Young Carers Service is part of the CAMHS partnership, because we recognise that at times for those children, it does affect their mental health. You know, so children that are caring for a parent with mental health issues are three times more likely to grow up and have mental health issues themselves. So when we talked before about early help, early intervention, that is why it's so important. And we are in a city where we absolutely prioritise the needs of those young carers. Liverpool City Council, Liverpool Clinical Commissioning Group, along with Bonanno's and our colleagues at Merseycare, together as part of the CAMHS partnership, are absolutely making sure that we can identify those children sooner rather than later, and put in that support. Nikki talked before about the whole family, what we call the no wrong door. That's why it's so important, because children don't go around making this kind of easy sometimes, insofar as they're not going to wear a lanyard like I've got on around my neck today, or a t-shirt saying, help, I'm a young carer. So they rely on the professionals. So that might be the GP, it might be the primary school teacher, it might be the lollipop lady. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about we're all on the one message saying, do you know what, if you need help, whether it's because you're a young carer, and Bonanno's might be the most appropriate agency to support, but how we work then together to support that whole family with colleagues in adult services, the City Council, Merseycare, together to make sure that we can build what we call resilience in families. Because as I say, caring can have many negative impacts, but let's bolster the real positive impacts that it can have. And then that way that those children can go on and achieve. I mean, we've got brilliant case studies of children and young people where they said the fact that it was recognised that I was really struggling. And then they will tell us then the difference that that's made when somebody's listened to them and understood. Because what we don't want to do is impose, as as professionals what we think is the right approach. So I think the one thing that absolutely passionately we have in Liverpool is listening. And I think working in this city, you can't help but not listen to the children, young people of this city. Give them a voice and they will tell us. And then the responsibility is ours, really.
What a great shout. Let's bring the guy Louise Hankinson onto the programme from Advanced Solutions. Louise, thank you for your time. Just tell us about Advanced Solutions and the work that you do.
Thank you. Right, so Advanced Solutions Community Network. We're a community interest company and we are part of the neurodevelopmental component of the CAMHS partnership. So we work as a partner in that partnership with the ADHD Foundation, with Alder Hay and the neurodevelopmental practitioners, with the wider partnership of the ASD training team, speech and language therapy, occupational therapy. And that aim is to provide a social model of support, therapeutic interventions and learning to support the child, the young person, the parents and the carers and the whole wider family to better understand and support the needs of children living with neurodevelopmental conditions.
I'm just going to ask you to hold your microphone just a little bit closer.
Sorry.
Your soft tones, they're getting out there, but we just want to make sure we can definitely hear you.
Sorry.
In terms of the ranges that of ages that we're talking about, are there cut-offs? Are there starting points where you would start to deal with children of a certain age? Is there a cut-off point where you go, there you go, you're an adult now, move on?
The CAMHS partnership is there to support families with a child for up to age 19, theoretically, but actually the partnership is there to support families at all stages of their journey. So we work a lot with parents and carers so that they can better equip themselves to support their own family, and therefore that offer through all those partners I've already mentioned supports families at all stages of their neurodevelopmental journey. So in the way that we refer to the CAMHS website earlier, the Liverpool CAMHS website, there's also our own website that hosts the neurodevelopmental offer. So anyone can access that and look at the Liverpool partnership and see what is out there for themselves, their child, their young person, the whole family, and how we can try and support families through that learning and social model of support, as well as through the therapeutic interventions.
One of the things that Clark Carlisle talked about when he was on the programme just after 10 o'clock was the fact that it was about people taking the responsibility for their own mental health. Is one of the things that maybe you mentioned there, the website and all the different options that are there for parents and for other people to do that, and to do that through organisations like the CAMHS partnership, and to find out what's there and what might be helpful to them through CAMHS?
Yes, I mean, there is a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of people out there who are able and in a position to want to be able to support those needs. So I think that it really is understanding where to go to find that information. And that's the point of the Liverpool CAMHS website. That was the point of our website, hosting that information. So there's no wrong door. People can walk in through any of the groups. They can pick up the phone. They can contact through websites, through social media. There's many ways that you can access that offer, and we're just a part of that wider offer.
Yeah, I think, and all of us, phone lines are on. That's the one thing that we say. You asked, I think, earlier around the referrals. I think we all have a process of what we call open referrals. So it basically means anybody can ring up, have that conversation, find out, are you the service that you think can help? And I think together, what we all do is make sure that if it's not us, that it's not that, well, sorry, I can't help, which traditionally, I think, has often been a criticism of services. If you don't meet our referral criteria, sorry, off you go. The absolute commitment that we all have is that we all listen and then say, actually, no, it might be so-and-so. We'll put you in touch with them. Let's have a conversation. And I think that's what's absolutely critical, because nobody fits into a nice, neat box. Mm-hmm. Nobody ticks the boxes and meets the referral criteria, because that's what makes us unique, isn't it? We're all individuals, and I think that's why in the city we make sure that we can signpost you. So it's wider than the CAMHS partnership, mm-hmm. as well. So we work, as Nikki said before, very close with our colleagues in schools, because that's the one place where our children and young people should be, you know, hopefully. In this city, we've got a real push around attendance and finding out not just why you're not in school, but really, why are you not in school? And that might be down to you struggling with depression. It might be that you're a young carer. It might be that you're bullied. But it's about making sure all professionals, and I think that's the drive that we've got in this city, is to really make sure that we can get people to where they need to be.
Nikki, can I ask you about social media? It was raised by Jake as a potential issue as well. Have you guys, as professionals, had to clue yourself up as to this world, which has, you know, exploded in the last 10 years or so, about the interactions and type of interactions that are being had by children with other children, other teens, other adolescents, but also that they're also interacting in the adult world as well. Is that something in terms of training and awareness that that's something that you guys have got to be across? Because, you know what, those kids, they absolutely know what's going on.
It's an absolute minefield, really, and the training around this subject matter is ongoing because social media changes at a rapid rate. And, you know, that's a real issue for us. It's a real issue in terms of safeguarding. Yeah. You know, we receive across the partnership training from the Safeguarding Board in Liverpool. Yeah. And they're always trying to update their information to provide for, you know, schools and the wider CAMHS partners. I think we're playing a catch-up constantly. You know, it's something that comes into therapy sessions. It comes into all of our community group sessions as well in the wider partnership. We run safety, you know, e-safety as part of our sort of gyro group, our drop-in sessions for young people. And it's something that we're kind of risk assessing all the time in terms of therapy. You know, what are young people using? Some of that information will creep into our sessions, and then it's about conversations with the wider community that supports that young person, as well as education sometimes. It's a bit of a minefield, isn't it, Louise?
It is. I think the other partner, as part of the CAMHS partnership, is Merseyside Youth Association, and what they do as part of the partnership is that they provide health promotion, but also some of the training. And I think what we've tried to do in this city is gear our training for our workforce, because we sometimes forget about us and our mental health and how do we cope as professionals. So the training through Liverpool Safeguarding Board, but also Merseyside Youth Association through the CAMHS partnership, the specific training there around technology for us as staff, so we feel better skilled about that. I mean, there's nothing worse than me going home from work and having to ask one of my kids who just laughs at me when I ask the obvious question, you know. And
go
you
on,
think,
what have you seen in social media? You thought, oh, wow. Have you done Snapchat filters? Have you done all that? No?
Yeah. I've done Snapchat filters,
You can do what? Why have I got a dog on my face?
I've not done them. What's
the future for this? People often talk about funding when they talk about child and adolescent mental health services. There we go, got it right. In terms of the funding to it, organisations like YPASS are facing funding cuts as well, but the government is talking tough when it comes to mental health and having more professionals on board, which comes with it, hopefully more funding by 2021. Can you get yourself to 2021, do you think, with the funding that you've got at the moment?
I think that we are resilient, and you know that's what today's all about, isn't it, in terms of talking about mental health. The voluntary sector in general is resilient. You know, we're very, very strong in Liverpool. We'll continue to be strong. You know, we obviously last year for YPASS we received a funding reduction, but the CCG are one of our funders. You know, we receive funding from Liverpool City Council and other funders across the country. So, you know, we remain strong. It is a challenge. You know, it's a real challenge. We want to be able to, you know, we've talked about early intervention. We want to be able to reach people quickly, and funding does get in the way of that process, but you know, we're resilient.
Absolutely. It's great to get you on. Thank you for your time today. Thanks for sharing your stories as well. Tell us a little bit more information. You mentioned the Liverpool CAMHS website.
Yep. Yeah.
No, I've not got it on my piece of paper. Yeah. Go on.
It's Liverpool CAMHS. Is it?
Yeah, liverpoolcams.com.
Yeah.
There you go. That's nice. Yep. Liverpool CAMHS, CAMHS. I'm trying to do that without looking. Yep. I will get it right between now and 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Louise Wardale from Bernardo's Action with Young Carers in Liverpool. The Young Persons Advisory Service, Nikki Martin and Louise Hankinson from Advanced Solutions. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate you joining us on the Mental Health Monday Marathon, which continues.